Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 25, July 2023. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. We're going to bring up a special guest tonight that was on with us. His son was on last week. We're going to talk to Pastor Otto Pulaski. He's got more news to share, so y'all hang in there, don't go away. But before we go to him, I got a couple announcements. First, a prayer request from Mick. We all know who Mick is. New Mexico, pray for his wife, for a smoking habit, different thing. But Mick needs some help. He has no water. He's in his facility or anything. He's trying to get things worked out. So keep making prayers, please. Also, this month's magazine, the Minuteman News, August issue is going out on Thursday, and we're reminded tonight on Thursday. If you do not receive the Minuteman magazine via email, you're missing, in my opinion, the best one available anywhere. It certainly is the most jam-packed magazine available. Always 45 to 60 pages long of current events, what's happening, hard copy events that you can show your friends and family, absolutely free via email. All you have to do to receive it is email me and say, I want it. Email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. And say, I want to receive the Minuteman magazine. We'll put it out to you the first next month when it comes out. We want you to have it. We'll share it with your friends. All I ask you to do is, if you receive it and you like it, please send it to your mailing list. We can reach tens of thousands of people, millions of people, if we all bind together and do this. We can do it. We can reach a lot of people. Again, just email me, PastorButch@start, like you start a car, startmail.com, and we'll put you on the list to receive the August magazine at absolutely no charge to you, okay? And I mean that. So, without any further ado, we're going to go to our guest tonight, Pastor Otto Pulaski. We'll keep him on as long as he can do it, or as long as we got things going on here. If y'all want to talk to him, I think you might want to. We're going to keep him on and let him share his information. But he has more information to share about some other people who are in prison unjustly in Canada, just like they are here in America, over January 6th. Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch, thank you so much for having me on your program.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And I want to tell you this in front of the whole world. You have got one of the finest sons, one of the finest young men I've ever seen reared by anybody. You and your wife did a wonderful job teaching your son the values of Christian life. And I want you to know that he's well-spoken, better than most men double his age. And he presented himself this past week with a remarkable testimony, very clearly spoken and right to the point. I want you to know you can be very thankful and proud of your son.
Yes, I am. He did an excellent presentation at the European Parliament. I mean, when I was watching it live, I was crying. I'm telling you, well, that's my boy standing up, not just for his father, but he's standing up for the future of our, you know, beloved nation against those tyrants of today, the modern-day Caligulas, as he called them.
Amen. Amen. So, again, I don't know what to say except when you tell him again, you tell him that it was an honor to have him on, and that he is one of the finest young men that I've ever talked to with Christian character and moral backbone. That's so lacking today in most men today. The backbone of most men today, Pastor Arthur, if there's any at all, it's no stronger than a jellyfish as a whole. That's just the way it is. But now, you have been through hell for your stand against the COVID hoax. You've been through hell for your stand supporting truckers. You've been through a lot of things that none of us have faced yet in this country, although I'm sure it's coming. And by the way, don't let me forget to tell you there is an organization here in the country, Liberty Council. I had one of the head counsel on with the broadcast last night. He said he may be able to help you in Canada if you want the help.
Of course, we need all the help we can muster. I mean, we're fighting literally. We're fighting for my life right now. As you remember, Pastor Butch, I have a testimony of five different inmates when I was arrested for my participation with the truck convoy, the Freedom Convoy last year. They testified that the guards were giving them incentives to murder me, to beat me up in jail. So those people are not playing fair. They want to hurt me. They manipulated, they used the system, corrupted so-called justice system against their own citizens. And the story continues. I remember when we were chatting 2 years ago when I was with my family in the States, and it was very bad. But I'm telling you, my God, they have their game, and it's more and more scary. This really, and I'm not exaggerating, this country looks more and more like we are living behind the Iron Curtain. Today, as you can see, I'm coming, I'm in the car. My wife is driving, so I can talk to you. And my son actually sits next to me, so I'm going to say hi to him from you, and I'll tell him what you said. We're coming from Lethbridge in the province of Alberta here in Canada, and there was another show trial of four men, truckers and farmers, that were arrested right after me and charged with the most bizarre, crazy charges. Pastor, you know that I have been already convicted. I was not only charged, arrested, spent 50 days in prison, most of that time in solitary confinement, metal cages, concrete cells, psych ward, and max pod for the most dangerous offenders in the land. I was released on house arrest. I cannot leave my home from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. without the special written permission from my probation officer. But what happened was I was in front of a judge. My trial was 2 days. No witnesses were called. The Crown Prosecutor, Stephen Johnston, that pathological liar, that evil manipulator, said that I cost Canadian economy over $400 million worth of damages for simply doing a church service to the desperate truckers and farmers meeting their pastor, a message of hope. Also, he compared my sermon, and you can still listen to my sermon on YouTube. He compared my sermon to a Rwanda genocide and said that I was like a man that was inciting murder on other. So he said that the solidarity movement that I witnessed with my own eyes in Poland was a violent coup. Like, this guy is insane. Those people have lost their marbles, I'm telling you. So the judge found me guilty. I'm the first Canadian ever to be found guilty on inciting mischief. And I'm the first Canadian ever that was charged with this eco-terrorism charge. And now I am found guilty on that charge, which is interfering with the crucial infrastructure under the Defense Act, because I dared to deliver a church service, have Lord's Supper, and sing hymns in a private property to the truckers and farmers. So My sentencing is August the 9th. That's why my wife and my son went to the European Parliament, and they were pleading for my life on a global scale, because the Canadian politicians, not even one, is standing up for us in our defense. So we reached
now, brother, not one politician is standing for you and your son. Not one out of all the so-called Christian conservatives are backing you.
Not even one. I have personal friends.
Wow.
One is a counselor, but if it comes to MLA and the members of parliament, not a single one, not even one. From all the parties, they all have betrayed us. The so-called conservatives were supposed to be like your Republicans, but they have betrayed Canada. They have betrayed conservatives. They sold us to the devil. The NDP is communism and socialism. They, of course, have no intention of standing up for anything except communism and Marxism. And then you've got the liberals. Liberals are like your Democrats. The Democrats are completely demon-possessed, and they are crazy. And that's the devil on the top, the Caligula, Justin Trudeau Castro, as I call him. So we've lost political realm. We have no one that is fighting and defending us, and we're in a big trouble. That's why we're reaching to you, and we contacted one of your senators, Holly. He spoke against the Canadian government, saying that what is happening here, that Canada should be put on the watch list as one of the nations that is persecuting, you know, Christians.
Sure.
For religious persecution. So we are asking Americans, I mean, you are the power horse. We're asking you to come to our defense, because we have mad emperors going mad left and right. So and the four boys, believe it or not, they were arrested a few days after I was arrested, and they are still in prison. When they came today to the court, I wanted to cry. Shackled like animals, chained, their legs chained, and people that have no criminal record. Unbelievable. This
and
feels more and more, my
what
friend.
What are they charged
like
with? What are they charged with?
They are charged with four different charges. The conspiracy to commit murder. Can you believe it? Peaceful trackers. The whole world was watching the trackers, the family, eating, laughing, singing with each other. Every caller came, and it was just like a big family reunion, and they were charged with conspiracy to commit murder, with some gun charges, with some nonsense mischief. These days in Canada, if you are opposing Canadian government, you will be charged with mischief. Mischief is their number one thing right now if they have nothing on you.
Oh, my. And so what, these men were in court today on trial be found guilty or innocent, or to be be sentenced, or what?
The Crown prosecutor, like I mentioned, Stephen Johnston, he lied multiple times. He's manufacturing stuff, and he refused to give a full disclosure to the legal team of those four men. And today was a whole battle to get those disclosures. And the government is fighting like madmen to prevent the public from seeing those documents. So we're dealing with corruption that Canada has never seen before. And those four men are scapegoats sitting in prison, just like the January 6 people in the United States. They didn't do anything illegal. I watched the videos. The police opened the barricades. The police told them to come in. If I was in the crowd, I'll probably, out of curiosity, go to the Capitol Hill just to see it. You know, the cops are inviting me in. Why not?
I agree. So these men have been in prison for how long now?
Since February of last year.
And how are their families? I mean, that's important. We sometimes forget about the families. How are they doing? Are they in need of anything?
Families are absolutely broken. Those men lost everything they had. Some of them were well-off business people. They've lost their equipment. They've lost their business. they're pretty much absolutely finished. One man, a father, he had to ask a relative to take care of his daughter because he's in prison. And again, we're dealing with people that in Canada we have something innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah,
here
way,
you're
yeah.
dealing with right four yes. men that are almost 2 years in prison, and they have been already punished without being even found guilty. That's the shocking story that we're dealing. Those mad emperors right now, they're not stopping. And let this be a warning to you Americans that if you will not rise up, if you will not stand up for your rights, for your constitution, for your amendments, those people are going to take everything away from you. Like I said so many times when I was touring America, people would come to me and say, well, in America, this will never happen. We have a constitution. And I said, listen, those crazy people, those tyrants don't care about your piece of paper. You
That's
must
right.
care about That's your right. piece of paper. You must stand up for your rights. You must defend your family. Because if you don't do it, not just you, but your children and your grandchildren will pay the price. And if you don't want to believe Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, don't. But please believe my accent. I've seen this movie before and doesn't end well.
Well, now, what these men that are in prison right now, you say there's four of them. Are there more than four in prison already?
No. Multiple were arrested. Lots of people were arrested, but then they were let out on bail. Those four men are in prison because they have been denied bail multiple times.
And the reason being?
Well, there is no reasoning with those people. When I was in jail and they were denying my bail, the Crown Prosecutor said that I am super dangerous, that if I'm unleashed on Canadian society, more harm is going to be done. Remember, I gave a sermon in a private property to truckers and farmers, and here is what I said to them, as you remember. I said to them to stand up for their God and state-given right, but do it peacefully. I told them three times, no guns, no swords. I reminded them about history, about solidarity movement, because I've seen it with my own eyes. So everything was peaceful. But the Crown Prosecutor accused me, and he said that my sermon, my 19-minute sermon, cost Canadian economy over $400 million worth of damages. So if I'm going to be let out back into the public, the whole economy is going to collapse. I mean, I'm super dangerous.
Oh, my goodness. Man, they are stretching for something, aren't they? My goodness.
They are stretching. And I'm telling you, I started to use a language that I grew up with behind the Iron Curtain. This has nothing to do with justice. This is a mockery of a trial. This is, we used to call that when we were under the boots of the Soviets, a show trial. I don't know if you, Pastor Butch, are familiar with this wording. A show trial a government trial. Everything is decided before. The witnesses are fake. Their manufactured documents are presented. This has nothing to do about, you know, with justice. Everything is decided by politicians. And this is how it feels like right now. Everything has been decided by politicians. They're using us as scapegoats. They're using us as, scare tactics for the rest of the people. Look, if we can do this to a pastor, if we can lock a pastor and put him in metal cages, if we can put an individual, a clergyman, in a mental institution, if we can lock him with the most dangerous terrorists, well, you know what we can do to you? And why was this pastor in prison? Why is he facing 10 years of imprisonment on August the 9th? Well, because he dared to criticize the ruling government.
Wow. I know this is real and it's all happening right now, but you just left the courtroom with these four gentlemen, right?
Yes. We actually arrived to my house because, Pastor Butch, as you know, I had to leave early because if I would not make back to my home by 7 p.m., I would be rearrested. I am on house arrest from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. So I had to come straight to my home. I'm actually parked right now in front of my property, because if I didn't, I could end up in prison next to those four men.
So, so you're still on house arrest?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay, so those four men, what's the next step for them? When will they go back to trial? When will they have an open trial, if any?
So the trial for them, actual trial, not the disclosure like they're fighting about right now, but the actual trial is set a year from now. Listen
a year?
To this. That would be, yes, that would be almost 3 years for those innocent until proven guilty men that they would spend in a remand center. I don't know if you're familiar with remand center. Remand is hell on earth. It would be better if you are sentenced to a provincial or federal prison, because at least you can have all kinds of things. You can play games. You got the football. You got TV in your cell. So remand center is a box. You are in hell. Alberta's remand centers are called the third worst prisons on earth, right after a maximum prison in Texas and Black Swan in Russia, where prisoners are forced to walk backwards. Again, you got to remember, as a pastor, I was in solitary confinement for 45 days. I was being taken from my cell to a concrete cell. I was stripped naked in front of women and men. I was put in a solitary confinement on concrete every night as a punishment, just because. And then I was taken by sheriffs, taken hundreds of miles away to another remand center, placed in Maxbot for the most dangerous terrorist in the country. And then later on, I was taken to a psych ward without the evaluation of the doctors and the knowledge of Alberta Health Services. So this is, my friend, what we're dealing with. We're dealing with tyrants like Canada has never, ever seen before.
And so far, have you had any clue that one day you'll maybe win a case against these tyrants to the point that it could benefit you and the church and other people?
So I, Pastor Butch, I have been charged over 40 times under the COVID lie. I have won every single case, and sometimes I would lose in a small court, in a lower court, but I would appeal it, and I won in a Supreme Court. So, yes, I'm convicted. I'm facing up to 10 years. But the moment he's going to articulate his sentencing, I'm going to appeal it right away. We already drafted the appeal document. So we're appealing it. We're going to appeal until the Supreme Court, if needs be. We're not quitting. However, what you got to remember is that the process is the punishment, taking us through the ringer. I spent already over $1 million Canadian fighting those villains. Can you imagine? Who can afford defending his rights? I mean, the normal average person, if I was not loved by so many people around the world, if I was not able to do crowdfunding, asking people to help, I would be done and spent. It would be over. I would be in prison, forgotten. But because what I did and what I'm doing resonates with millions of people around the world, people help. They come to our website. They chip in. Even when I was driving, someone donated $10. It's because of good people like that, I am able to have lawyers. I am able to fight those tyrants. But normally, an average person, I'm telling you, would not be able to do that. The justice system lost its head. It's not a justice system at all. It's just a system that takes you through the ringer and it will spew you out like a filthy rag. Average person cannot afford to to fight them. My lawyers are $600 per hour, and I need multiple of them because the complexity of the case is so crazy. And for my son, Nathaniel, you just interviewed him last week. He is facing two trials as we speak. He has been charged as well, illegally participating in a protest. Can you imagine that those politicians are daring to tell free Canadians that you're not allowed to participate in a rally? You cannot participate in a protest. If you do, we will charge you. So Nathaniel was charged with simply participating in a protest that they deemed illegal. Also, he was charged with harassment because he read the Bible. I mean, this is insane.
It is insane. And folks, now you see why I beg you to help us, help Pastor Arthur and his family and others. I ask you to send donations. Some of you already have, and I appreciate it. We've already mailed a couple out to Pastor Arthur, and I have his address here. If you all call, I will give you the address, no problem. But if you want to send money to him or a check or whatever, I have his address. We'll be honored to give it to you. Or you can send it to me, and I'll mail it to him. But I promise you folks are going to get it. I got another one today. I'm going to send some money, some funds to him this coming Thursday. And it's not much, folks, but if you can help at all, you heard what he said. This man is fighting for his freedom in Canada. But let me tell you what, this is coming to the United States of America. If they win in Canada, it's over. I mean, Canada at one time was almost as free as our country when it comes to religious conviction and freedoms. Canada is going down very quickly. And if we don't support these people and turn this thing around for them, who's going to be here for us? Who's going to help us? I'm asking that as a serious question. Shorty to goodness, out of the thousands of people listening to this program all over the world, somebody can spare $50, $60, $100, whatever, and help these people fight this. And I'm not one to chastise them by now. That's not my point. But the point of it is we sit back on our lazy hind ends as Americans and thinking, oh, wow, poor Canada, I'm glad I live in America. You better get off your tail, folks. Get off that pocketbook that's sealed so tight that even God can't get in it, and get in there and give us something to help these people. This is a battle. We're all in this battle together. Pastor Arthur may be in Canada, but he's my brother in Christ. And his son is my son. I treat him that way. I love him that way. If we don't stand together, then please sit down, shut up, and get off the field. We don't want you in this battle because you're not in the battle. You're a spectator. Go do something else. Now, Pastor Arthur, I don't mean to start preaching and get upset, but it disgusts me beyond words that people will not come in and help when they have a chance or can do so. And I thank God every day for those that have helped you, and I know you do too. Now, we're getting ready to go to break here in a second, so hang on through the break, folks. If you want to talk to Pastor Arthur, call right away at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistant summer at gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistant summer at gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back in the night. We're talking to Pastor Arthur Pulaski. If you remember last week, we had his son on. And by the way, a gentleman did write and ask if that CD is available. Yes, you can get a CD of that program with Brother Nathaniel if you want it. And also one of Pastor Arthur. We just ask if you would help pay postage and handling. $10.50, get your copy CD right to your front door. Now, Brother, I know you got you have been carrying, well, a hell of a load, and that's all I can say. And you're not carrying by yourself. Your family's carrying it with you. I know that to be a fact. I know the other men up there, they're in prison right now, their families are paying the price just as well as they are. And I don't want to forget that. But you and your son right now and some others are the point of the spear, and you're catching most of the flack. Other than finances, what else can we do? We can pray for you. I know that to be true, and we won't do that. But what else can we do to help?
I think, Pastor Butch, the most powerful thing I have seen, of course, God. God is number one. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing because I would be scared to death if it was not for God. God keeps me. I mean, our family, our foundation, everything we do is being done on the rock that we stand on. Amen. On Jesus Christ. And people come to me and they say, well, you're strong, you're this and that. No, 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 no. I'm actually very weak, but I know someone that is very strong. And my God is the judge of judges. In the end of the day, my faith is big enough to understand that my life doesn't belong to some judge, some crown prosecutor or police officer or a corrupted politician. My life belongs to God. He will decide my fate, not a corrupted judge or corrupted crown prosecutor or a politician. So a prayer, of course. I remember, Pastor Butch, when I was in prison, and I had my moments. I would be a liar if I would say to you, yeah, I was like a lion, strong, nothing moved me. That's actually not true. I had my moments, and I remember I would call my wife or my son, and I would ask them a simple question. tell me, does anyone care what happens to me? I stood for the people. I marched with them. I defended their rights. And I'm in this hall right now. Does anyone care? And I remember my wife would say, Art, don't quit. There is thousands upon thousands of people that are praying for you. I receive phone calls nonstop, texts, emails. Just hang on. Don't quit. They want you to quit. They want you to sign the paper that you're guilty. But know this, there's many that are standing with you. And that's what kept me going. So please, if you can, pray. Also, there is nothing like political pressure. Those villains of today, those so-called politicians, the one thing that they fear the most is exposure. So I have a few telephone numbers here. If the listeners can flood those telephones with their voices. One is to the premier. It's premier's office, 780-427-2251. 780-427-2251. And then the Minister of Justice, so-called Minister of Justice, his telephone number is 403-248-4487. 403-248-4487. So here is what happens when you put pressure, when you expose what they do in the darkness. They are extremely weak people, and they hate exposure. And hopefully this political pressure will help us. Also, the one thing that Canadian politicians fear the most actually are American politicians, believe it or not. When senators makes a statement about Canada, it makes national news here in Canada. So if you know representatives, your representatives, and they're good people, if you can ask them if they would make a public statement, if they would come and talk and expose this. Because the worst thing that can happen to a man like me and the four boys in prison and others that are under this gun is silence, being forgotten. Because people move with their lives and they say, well, the restaurants are open, there are no restrictions, but we are suffering still. For us, the ordeal has not ended. They're doing this to us as we speak. So those are the ways you can help. And in the end of the day, I just want people to know that we have been called for such a time as this.
Amen.
I believe that God has made us strong enough that we can go like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to the fire, to the fiery furnace, with what they said, that God is perfectly able. But if you will choose not to, that's fine as well. And off they went. Off there went to the fire, and it was in the fire that God dealt with the enemies. In the fire, he showed up to set them free. It was in the fire that they had a testimony. And think, Pastor Butch, I believe that everything that's happening to me and my family is for one purpose, to have a testimony. They've done everything they can. They tried to bribe me. I was offered millions of dollars by the government. I was offered a guaranteed seat at the legislature. I was offered a government position. Everything they could, they came to give me, to offer to me. And now I'm being blackmailed. I receive phone calls of blackmail. If you don't give money, $150,000, you go to prison. If you don't withdraw yourself from political realm, you go to prison. If you don't talk about politicians, if you will not stop talking about politicians and their corruptions, you go to prison. So they change their tactics. They realize I'm not for sale because I have been already bought with the precious blood of Jesus. So their tactic is right now blackmail, threats, right? So I believe that God is brewing huge testimony for the whole world to see. So I'm getting excited. I think that God will have the final say in everything that we are witnessing right now.
Amen to that. Amen. And folks, if you missed the phone numbers, I'll have them available tomorrow. Lisa will have them, and I'll have them here at the office Thursday. And the address to send donations to, I'll also give to Lisa tonight. She'll have it tomorrow, and I'll have them Thursday. I'm asking you to give what you can as quick as you can, please. Please help this. Let's help these men. Let's do what we can. I mean, he was offered a political position in the parliament if he keep his mouth shut. You know how many people that would give in to that? I mean, not only to stay out of prison, but for the prestige and the money and notoriety. My goodness, they would give. The people have sold their souls for less than that. Let's help these people do what they can. Let's take a phone call from Arkansas. Let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, welcome. Come on in. Hello, Sherry, you there? I don't hear Sherry. We lost her. All right, Sherry, call back. Sorry about that. Call back, Sherry, please. Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Well, what there is called color law. You are familiar with color law.
Oh, absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
The other name for it is called BS law.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I use it a lot. I tell people around here, but they don't find it. But there's one guy, he quit his job because he's a code enforcer.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, Mick, we're going down the same road very quickly in this country. You know that. We're going down the same road to total persecution for everything with that. And it's coming real soon, folks. I mean, if they when they get the central bank credits through and they do all this stuff, they will shut off your earnings if you even speak up against anything. We either stand together now or we all hang separately, but it's going to happen. Go ahead, Mick, very quickly.
Now, there's another name for it called Talmudic law that is not even legit. That's what's the problem in our country and up there in Canada. And Europe, those Zionists, they're the ones that are behind us. Read Psalm 23, prove that point.
Well, there's so many corrupt individuals in every part of life I can see. I don't care whether it's in so-called churches, Catholic churches, Protestant churches. They're corrupted, and that's just the way it is. And it's not because they're run by cowards and spineless wimps behind the pulpits who won't take a stand for anything. Because they don't have to. They still got a place to sleep at night. They don't care about their brothers and sisters. They're standing and paying the price. They care more about their own dollar bills and their own luxury. Okay, Mickey, anything else?
Yeah, that's why all they think about is that millionaire in their pocketbook. You know,
that's right.
The heck with them, their stupid pocketbook.
And love
I
the money.
They
love
up.
The money. Amen. Love money is still the root of all evil. Good call, Mick. Thank you. And right on the point, folks. This we have got to understand. This is total pure evil to the core, not just in America, but basically around the world. But I live in America, and Brother Arthur lives in Canada. The nations at one time were supposed to be the two freest nations in the world have turned into slum pits as far as morality goes, into total decadence. And confusion and chaos and hell, as Psalm 9:17 says. And men like Pastor Arthur and others in Canada are paying a price just simply for standing for the truth and trying to help their neighbors. Now, the line's open, folks. If you want to call and talk to us, please feel free to do so. Again, 844-769-2944. Go ahead, Pastor Arthur.
Yeah, I mean, the gentleman was talking about the laws. Those are not real laws.
No,
this
they're
is
not.
A mockery of a justice system. All the mandates and restrictions were recommendations. They were never passed in a Senate or Parliament. It's you know what it reminds me? This whole thing reminds me of the pharaohs and the kings of old. I found it fascinating that every time your Pinocchio, your pathological liar, would come on television, he would say one thing, Fauci, in the morning, and then he would change everything in the evening. I mean, the biggest Pinocchio I've ever seen, and yet he could get away with the literal murder. And it looks like there is nothing that people can do against them. And it's fascinating that when he was talking about the recommendations or mandates, automatically whatever they said would become a law somehow. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating that And God spoke to me and he said, you see, because when the king speaks or when the pharaoh speaks, automatically becomes law in their own twisted minds. They think they are the kings, the pharaohs of today. Mm-hmm. So that's why I believe we are heading for a showdown. I believe we are heading for the Red Sea moment. I believe that God is going to step in, because if God will not step in, we're finished. We're done. There's no way we can win. But the moment God steps in, the moment he comes in is over for the villains. So we need to invite God into our neighborhoods, into our affairs, into this court system, into our nations. And here is the verse that keeps me going. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. Amen. If you want liberty, if you want freedom, invite God of freedom back into your nation. I mean, after all, our nations were built, formed on the idea of freedom and freedom with God. And they walked away from that. We need, as a society, we need to go back to God and his standards. Because if we don't go back to God's truth, it's your truth, my truth, and millions of other people's truth. And in the end, you got chaos. Everything is acceptable. Everything is whatever you feel. And look at that. People these days feel like they are kitties, and you must provide them with a litter. They feel like they are dogs, yes. And you must provide them with a collar. I mean, it's insanity at the highest levels. Biology has been thrown out. Educational system is no longer educating, is indoctrinating children like I saw and was subjected to when I was growing up. I mean, we were not educated, we were indoctrinated. I remember to this day when the teachers were telling us, Dieduszka Stalin, Grandpa Stalin, the savior of Europe. We were told when we were growing up that Stalin was the best ever lived man on earth. And this is what is happening to our children. We must, as parents, rise up. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to tell you that your children belong to the state, while the Bible says that the children are gifts from God.
Amen.
Everything is upside down. We must push. We must push back, and we must push back harder than ever. And you know what I say to the people? You may not like my style. You may not like my Christianity. Fine, I can live with that. But be sure of it. Make sure that you understand what is happening, because I am a shield, a protection between the villains and you. Because if people like me will go down, if the shield will be removed from you and the villain, you're next. You see, if you think that they're going to be satisfied with few of us, you're delusional. They're coming after all of us, and that's why they can publicly say you will own nothing and you will be happy. While at the same time, they have private jets, they have become the biggest landowners ever, especially Bill Gates. He's the number one landowner in the United States of America. Also, they are driving their SUVs and eating Japanese most expensive steaks. While they're telling you, we'll own nothing, eating crickets, riding a bicycle in minus 30 in Alberta, and you will be happy. So this is their future. They're telling you. They have outlined their future for your life. And if you are fine with it, well, then there's nothing I can do or say. But if you want to oppose them, you must stand up now while you still can, because there might come a time when you will have no longer an opportunity to oppose them.
I totally agree. And you said a mouthful, though, to begin with. If unless the nation returns to God, there's no hope. There's no politician. There's no political party. There's no one that can save this nation, your nation, any nation, unless God is in it. That's what the Second Chronicles 7:14 tells us. And we cannot save every nation in any means unless God's in it. So, folks, to have a political party, a president or a premier or a patriots stand up, it won't help a bit. Unless God's in it, it will not work. It cannot work. That's been proven many times. And, you know, you mentioned about the politicians and they become like pharaohs. Well, it's almost like the Catholic Church and the Pope. Everything he says is divine and he's infallible. What a bunch of hogwash. But nonetheless, that's what the politicians become. Fauci and all of them, they become like gods and they treat it like gods. They're almost untouchable. That's how Trudeau become. He thinks he's untouchable. He thinks he's God. Look what Netanyahu just done in Israel. I mean, this is a sign that the people in the world become slaves. But now it's coming down to places like Canada and the U.S. where the last vestige of somewhat of freedom is being taken away, is it not?
Yes. I mean, they have been working on this, Pastor Butch, for a very long time. They've tried this before and it didn't work because the technology was not there yet. Now they have the technology. Now they can push, you know, digital ID, they can push digital currency, they can control people with their cell phones, where they go, what they do. So they have the technology to hurt us and to control us. So we must fight that back. And here's what I know about my God, that what enemy meant for evil, God can turn around Amen. For good. So the same technology that they're trying to use to enslave us, we can use against them and bring justice back into our land. If I was your king, if Canadians would, you know, elect me as their king, I'm telling you, I would charge those people with treason. Literally, I would charge them with treason. What they have done, they have betrayed the trust of people, and they are working against the interest of Canada or against the interest of United States. And this happened to all the Western countries. We are not unique. Look what they're doing in Australia. They disarmed Absolutely. Their population, just Yes. like Hitler did. Look what they did and are still doing in New Zealand. They disarmed their population and they enslaved their population. And that's a playbook, Pastor Butch. I mean, this is nothing new. I'm not shocked.
Well, that happened in the Bible. That happened in the Bible with the Philistines and Israelites. You remember that in the book of Samuel? They disarmed the people, took away all their metal that's workers. I mean, that's true, folks.
That's right.
Disarmament is nothing new. That's what they come for. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
You know, I just want to say that, you know, we must pay attention. We must understand what we are, you know, with whom we are dealing with. And we must understand that those people will never stop. Evil never stops. Evil must be stopped. It's like a cancer that spreads and eventually kills everyone and everything. So we must rise up and oppose this.
Absolutely. Amen to that. And folks, again, you can call tomorrow and talk to Lisa and get the address to send funds to. You can call tomorrow and get the phone numbers, who to call, the Premier, Danielle Smith, Minister of Justice. What was his name, Minister of Justice? What was their name?
We have a new minister that was just appointed. So let me get his name. His name is Mickey Amery, Amery. Mickey Amery, and he is the new Minister of Justice. And this could end if they would step in. You know, those people have the power to end this insanity, but they have chosen not to do
of
it
course.
Because they're working for the globalist entity. So, in fact, they're not working for the people. They're working for the elite.
Well, I'd like for you to do something if you have time. Here's my door for you. Type me up a 8.5 by 11 letter with information in it on who we can talk, contact, your address, send funds to. I won't put it in this month's Minuteman magazine, brother. It'll go out to thousands of people across country. You send me the letter, email to me. I'll see if it gets into the magazine this month. It'll be going out this Thursday. It'll be out in the magazine the first of August. So send me the information that you can send me with phone numbers, addresses, whatever you want to say. It's just type up a regular letter, and we'll see if it gets in the magazine. How's that?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Get to me no later than tomorrow if you can. So we can get them. We want to get out to as many people as possible, folks. That's what we're going to do if we can help you any way possible. Brother, I don't want to tell you, except I'm honored to know you, your son, and your family. And for whatever it's worth, I'm not the only one in this country that's behind you, and you know that. There are thousands behind you. And most of us are not rich people, but enough, if we all stand together and send a few dollars apiece, we can at least help pay for your lawyers and keep you out of jail. Now, when you go back for your sentencing next month, it's on the 8th, right?
It's on the 9th.
9th, okay. Do you think they'll put you in prison then, or do you think they'll wait till you appeal?
No one really knows. I mean, the fixers were scaring me and trying to extort money from me and make me give up, you know, speaking. And they believed that they owned the judge, and the judge was ordered to put me in prison. But like I said, and I'm going to stick to it, my life doesn't belong to that judge or the Amen. Politicians. My life belongs to God. God will do what it seems right in his eyes for a bigger testimony. So I know that eventually we're going to win. I don't know how soon that is going to happen, but I know that I will be there in that court, and I'm going to be glorifying God in everything that is going to be happening. So I don't know. God knows what is going to happen to me, but no matter what, the moment he renders his sentencing, we are filing appeal regardless.
Okay. Brother Arthur, we're here. If I can do anything else, please feel free to call me, but please have somebody that has a few minutes type up a letter. If you get an email to me, send it to PastorButch@startmail.com. Get it down to me tomorrow. I'll get it off and out to the printer. It'll be in the magazine next month, and I want you to be able to reach all the people you can for donations and all helping offer, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank
God
you.
Bless, and tell your son again, I'm very thankful to know that young man.
Thank you.
All right. You all have a great evening. Folks, we've done all I know to do. We brought the people before. We were doing our best to get these people in front of you. We're going to work as hard as I can to get Mr. Atkins out of Reading, Pennsylvania, in front of you, too, who's arrested for reading the Bible at a sodomite, transgender, lesbian, perverted parade. Arrested for preaching the gospel of Christ. We're going to try to get a hold of him as soon as possible, because I want to be the one, by the grace of God, who gets these people in front of you all so you can see that they're standing and encourage you to stand. Well, it costs too much. Which is better, folks, to gain your soul or gain the world and lose your soul? Which is it? Is it not better to deny the world and save your soul? I mean, these men are paying everything they can, not just financially, but their personal lives. Everything about them is on trial here. The least we can do is help them. You call them and get the address, get the phone numbers, call these people, send some the donations to them. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, Doug Heigman. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.